The Brothers Grimm.
Many posers. Posers were people that looked like punks, but they did it for fashion. And they were fools, they'd say.
Anarchy in the UK.
You see, posers. Anarchy in the UK. What the fuck's that? What good is that to those of us in Utah, America? It was a Sex Pistol thing, right? They were from England. They were British. That's what they did. They were allowed to go on about anarchy in the UK. You don't live your life by lyrics. I mean, that's all you ever heard from these trendy fucks.
Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be
buzz, 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 buzz.
You're
Hi, punk friends. It's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. You're tuned in. It's the end of August 2023. Just flying through the year. Can't believe it's almost over. That's probably has something to do with the little, the uptick in COVID. It's coming back. Some mandates here and there. You know, it's going to be an election year. Whoa, look out. Have a bunch of new stuff this week, as we've been doing a lot lately. Can't beat this 2023 stuff we're finding. But as usual, go check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cali time over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com. And every Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Cali time as well over at Ripper Radio. Like I said, we got a bunch of new stuff this week. Started out with a pretty newer one from Brazil's Arame. They did Nobody Cares. If you're a fan of the show, you know that the Mad Axe and I are big on No One Cares. That was off of Christophobia. Finland's Bless after that did Social Famine off of a Noise Word Vindication. After Bless, LA's Expect the Worst did a pretty new one again too off of World on Fire. That one was 40 Ounce Bounce. Can't beat the name of that song. And a good one from Speedrunner to close it out there to start the show, to close out the first set to start the show. That was Sweden's Speedrunner did Shit Politics, talking about the election year coming up, you know, off of their demo 2023. Get over at Bandcamp. Finally had a good promo pack sent in by Iron Lung Records. I've been waiting a long time for them to send us some stuff. Can't beat that label. Even have some stuff in the background right now. Dank Goblins there in the background. So we'll go right into some Iron Lung Records stuff they sent. This is from Chicago. Stress Positions is going to do Weilang Haya. I think that's how you would say that, off of Failed State.
Yeah! All men and women created by the go, you know the thing. Come on, man.
Pandemics, because in 1918, the advice was wear a mask, wash your hands.
That's right.
And 100 years later, 103 years later, wear a mask, wash your hands.
It was soul crushing to find that. I was really hoping that, like, in 1918, they'd be like, drink a tincture of mercury and butterfly juice. Like, I was hoping it'd be like some bizarre thing, and I'm like, we've come a long way, baby.
Oh, the year that punk finally breaks through to the mass consciousness of global society. Modern punk.
Thank you, Endless Struggle, for counting us back in over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, went back to one of our other theme songs. Jeff, Loopy Scoops Jeff, he did our theme song to right there at the beginning of the show. I forgot to mention that. I wrote some lyrics for him, and he just came up with the most shredding theme song. And if you haven't checked out our new stuff, go do that. That was the Zombie Dogs. They did Brain Crush off of their self-titled 2010. Good old Witch Hunt before that did War Coma off of Blood Red States from 2006. Fight Field Hardcore did Same Shit Every Day from their Fight Field Hardcore demo 2022. Zodiac before that did War Perverts from SKY 2027 inch Flexi, Flex Liquors Volume 4. That's from Symphony of Destruction. Then before that was all those, what was a bunch of Iron Lungs records releases. Most of them new that they sent over in a promo pack that was Consensus Madness from Illinois did Symptoms. Uh-oh, talking about COVID, that one was called Symptoms from their self-titled. Hatred Surge from Texas before that did Old and Tired off of their collection 2005 to 2007. Just the Iron Lungs put it out over there. They got a killer Bandcamp page, Iron Lung Records. Go check it out. Psywar before that did DEFCON 3 Condition of Man off of a DEFCON. Definitely an interesting release there if you haven't gone and checked out that DEFCON thing. Fucking killer. And then Stress Positions started that one out. Old Iron Lungs Records even sent over some collaborated hip-hoppy stuff, which that was a yeesh. Definitely not going to play that. Remember, go check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, set lists, all the jazz, you know the drill, over at brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on that dumb Podbean, I think, still. Go over to archive.org, check it out as well. Recently got in touch with Kevin over at Riot Radio Podcast. If you haven't checked that one out, it's a lot like the Brothers Grimm Podcast. Got the same vibe. You know, we might lean a little more towards like some power violence-y grindish stuff every now and then. And his stuff's shot maybe a little more out of an oi cannon at times. You gotta go check out the Radio Riot Podcast. It's fucking badass. I kept forgetting about it because He tries to do one show a month, so I was listening to it, then I didn't, and now I'm kind of going on some back episodes and checking it out. Go check it out. A little love for the podcasters out there. Let's get right into some new stuff again, some new stuff. This is from our buddies over in Germany, Noise Itch Cassettes. Mr. Julio, he brought us a new one from Bipolar from Greenland. This is Reality Nightmare off of In the Mists of Sadness. Brand new one. Get it over at Noise Itch Cassettes. We'll be right back.
consuming every part of my being. Long in a better world. Trying to sleep in my tomb.
Cómprese un traje y trabaje.
¿Me compraré un traje? ¡Traje drogas!
Boca. Pasa
doing it for the punks and the skins. That's the Armed Suspects in the background. Can't beat that tune. Just as I was talking about leaning more towards the oi or power violence or whatever I said back there. That was all brand new stuff you heard. 2023. You could get all that over at Bandcamp, of course. Next week is Labor Day special in the Brothers Grimm Punk cast. The Brothers Grimm Punk brothers themselves have another brand new song for you that we're going to play it for that special. You got to get a work special in next week over here. So stay tuned for that. A lot of good songs, of course. That was all 2023 stuff, like I keep saying over and over again. But if you are in a band and you want to send us some shit, send it over to brothersgrimpunk@gmail.com. That was Salt Lake City's Narc. They did If You Dead Namer, I Will Stab You off of the release of the same name. Go get, you can't beat that band, Narc. Tupa before that from Bogota. That was a Dirtbag Distro release. They did Costa de Mugre off of their demo. Detached from Oxnard before that. That was an Extinction Burst release. That was Everyday Struggle from their 2023 demo. Descargo before that from Argentina. Another Extinction Burst. That's a little distro or whatever in California. Extinction Burst. That was Sesco off of their EP 2023. Crone from Tampa, Florida before that did Profess off their demo. Paria before that from Anoise Records, Portugal did Ignorante off of Rebaqueo Carnal release. Man, should have busted out the translator for this one. Distrust before that from El Salvador did Under the Knife off of their self-titled, and we started out with a ripper from Bipolar. The year of noisy D-beat stuff. Just amazing. Next up is another one sent in from Baltimore's Piss Charge. This is a good one. It's Outlive off of Troubled Teen Industry. You can check them out over at Bandcamp.com, of course.
Antipsychotic medication that works by changing the effects of chemicals in the brain. The drug is used to treat certain mental and mood disorders, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and also behavioral disorders or irritability associated with autism.
Yeah! know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
We'll be right back.
Did you learn nothing from my chemistry class?
No. You flunked me.
Remember?
No wonder.
Prick.
Unbelievable. You got a Dusty Beaver here, Ranger.
Yeah, well, I'm working on that.
We'll be right back.
Let's wrap it up over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Got Y Control in the background. That's off. I was talking about Riot Radio, and this is off Radio Riot Volume 2. That wasn't by design. That was purely an accident. Funny how that works. Cooling down as usual with a brand new one from Oregon's Broken Internet Modem. You just heard there. That was Unfinished Business 2 off their self-titled 2023. Get over at Bandcamp, of course. Toxic Rites before that did a 2023. I think that was 2023. That was Shit Talker off their self-titled demo cassette. Zygome before that did Mental Murder off their demo 2018. Mexoff did Which Side off of their Point Blank Mexoff Split LP 2022. Secrete before that did Undead Nuclear Holocaust Beer Drinking Scumbags off their demo 2018. We had some D-Beat before that with Distrust. They did Shit off of the Bash Sessions EP from 2015. Disgore, that was another one from Noise Itch Cassettes. That was Disgore doing Internal Sorrow off this album of the same name, 2021. And we started out with Baltimore's Piss Charge. Disclaimer, I said they. I really meant that's a solo project from Baltimore. Noise as Freedom. To go search Noise as Freedom over at Bandcamp. Good shit over there. That's his little DIY label. Little solo project there. Piss Charge. He did Outlive. Steven Davies. Go check out his stuff. And as usual, go check out Dumb Old Punkbot 138. Give you weekly updates to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast over at Instagram. The mission of Punkbot was supposed to be sarcastically like, oh, I'm a punk robot. I'm like the mascot for this podcast. It hasn't taken off very well because Punkbot got one like a couple weeks ago. That's weird. I think Punkbot tagged like 20 bands or something ridiculous. One like. I don't know what's wrong with Instagram. Whatever. Like a broken record. So let's cool it down and close it out with a warm-up song for next week's special work episode for Labor Day. This is Dollar Signs. You're going to do Punk on the Weekend off of Life is Rough from 2017. So, punkers, remember, it's us against the world. Long live punk.
In traffic, I cover my black flag tattoos and I'm up at the office.